A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. It is in the context of the previous verse that I'd like to look at it, because it says there, in lifting up your drooping hands and strengthening your weak knees, make a straight path so that what seems lame might not be put out of joint, but rather healed. It is around this word of healing that we are then commanded to strive for peace with everyone. Now, it's not saying that we will achieve it, but as far as possible with God's grace, strive for peace. There are those that, of course, might remain at war with you. That's from their side, but it's saying to you, you strive for peace with everyone. At the same time, striving for holiness, personal holiness, and a victorious life is a must. It's a necessity if you're going to strive for peace with everyone. So in this context, it's not just peace with God, which is in the first place of greatest importance if we are to run the race. Remember Hebrews 12, the theme is running the endurance race. But while we in this long distance ultra marathon, we are to strive for peace, make every effort, in other words, and for holiness, remembering without this no one will see the Lord. You see, part of holiness is striving for peace with everyone. True believers are peacemakers, and they are blessed, as we read in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. And then, see to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God and that no root of bitterness springs up. Part of the healing, part of striving for peace, part of holiness is the root of bitterness problem. Make sure that you have so much grace from God in your striving for peace, in striving for holiness, that there's no grudge that springs up in your life. It seems like it just appears from nowhere. Gube singati lempande yo ebabayo kuvela kuhluma nje kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi sidinga umusa wakhe ukuthi lempande yo yegubu kungamili. We dare not allow this root of bitterness to spring up because it causes trouble, it says, for many, for us and for many others too.